Welcome to By Kids, For Kids Storytime,
produced by Audio Visual Education.
You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Storytime for free.
Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy. The Story of the Ugly Duckling. A duck made her nest under some leaves. She sat on the eggs to keep them warm. At last the eggs broke, one after the other. Little ducks came out. Only one egg was left. It was a very large egg. At last it broke, and out came a big, ugly duckling.
What a big duckling, said the old duck. He doesn't look like us. Maybe he's a turkey. We will see about that. If he doesn't like the water, then he is not a duck.
The next day, the mother duck took her ducklings to the pond. Splash, splash. The mother duck was in the water. Then she called to the ducklings.
Quack, quack. Come in, children.
They all jumped in and began to swim. The big, ugly duckling swam too. The mother duck said,
He's not a turkey. He's my own little duck. He will not be so ugly when he's bigger.
Then she said to the ducklings,
Come with me, children. I want you to see the other ducks. Stay by me and be careful for the cat.
They all went into the duck yard. What a noise the ducks made. While the mother duck was eating a big bug, an old duck bit the ugly duckling.
You leave him alone, old duck,
said the mother duck.
He didn't hurt you.
Oh, I know that,
said the old duck.
But he is so ugly that I bit him.
The next duck they met said,
You have lovely duck legs. They're all so pretty, but not that one. He's very ugly.
Mother duck said,
I know he's not very pretty, but he's very, very good.
Then she said to the ducklings,
Now, my dears, have a good time.
But the poor, big, ugly duckling did not have a good time. The hens all bit him. The big ducks walked on him. The poor duckling was very sad. He didn't want to be so ugly, but he couldn't help it. He ran to hide under some bushes. The little birds in the bushes were afraid, and they flew away.
It is all because I'm so ugly, said the duckling.
So he ran away. At night, he came to an old house. The house was so old, it looked like it would fall down. But the wind blew so hard that the duckling went into the house. An old woman lived there with her cat and hen. The old woman said,
I will keep the duck and then I can have some eggs.
The next day, the cat saw the duckling and began to growl. The hen said,
Can you lay eggs?
The duckling said,
No.
Then be quiet,
said the hen. The cat said,
Meow. Can you growl?
No,
said the duckling.
Then keep still,
said the cat. And the duckling hid in a corner. The next day he went for a walk. He saw a big pond. He said,
I think I'll have a nice swim.
But all of the animals made fun of him. He was so ugly. The summer went by, the leaves fell, and it was very cold. The poor duckling had a hard time. It was too sad to tell you what he did all winter. At last, it was spring. The birds sang. The ugly duckling was big now. One day, he flew far away. Soon, he saw three white swans on the lake.
I'm going to go see those birds. But I'm scared they'll be mean to me because I'm so ugly.
He put his head down to the water. What did he see? He saw himself in the water. But he was not an ugly duck. He was a beautiful swan. The other swans came to see him. The children said,
"Look at the lovely swans. The one that came last is the best."
And they gave him bread and cake. It was a happy time for the ugly duckling. The end.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime.
Produced by Audio Visual Education.
Performed by Lazola Porter, Jordan Orange, and Max and Ruby Dewey.
You can download more episodes of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime for free. Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy. You can also contact us at bkfkstorytime@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from you.
You can also rate us on iTunes.
It really makes a big difference
and will help us to bring you more stories.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.